The midterm elections are just a few days away. In New Hampshire, the governor's office, both congressional posts and all legislative seats are up for grabs. But with all the Democratic presidential hopefuls dropping by New Hampshire lately, it's starting to feel more like 2020 than 2018. For NHPR's State of Democracy Project, Lauren Children reports.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker knows his way around a smartphone.
Oh, Snapchat.
Sunday night, Booker was surrounded by Dartmouth students waiting for selfies, and he took charge. He'd grabbed their cell phone, thumbing through their apps with ease, flipping cameras around for selfies, and then recording videos that would fit perfectly in a 10-second Snapchat story.
Janae rocks, just in case you want to know. Say yes.
Yes.
Scream it, yes!
Yes!
All right, that's pretty good.
These are the things politicians need to be pretty good at while pretending that they're not here in New Hampshire campaigning for president already. And Booker's definitely in that camp. His name is among those on the growing list of Democrats who might challenge Trump in 2020. Another skill this crowd needs to master is how they'll answer the inevitable question. So, are you running or what? In Hanover, Booker first went with the Dodge.
I'm going to actually use this as an opportunity to pivot a little bit. Because I think when I this is not a Dodge, well, it is a Dodge, but it's also a pivot.
And then later, another pivot.
And so I don't know what I'm going to do. My book is called United.
Another way to handle that 2020 question is to not answer it at all. That was New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's tactic at a candy shop in Concord last week.
Well, I'm here because I want Molly Kelly to be the next governor of New Hampshire. And I've been traveling.
And then there are people like former San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro, who brought up the topic on his own, no question needed.
As some of y'all may have heard, after the election, I'm going to make a decision about running for president in 2020.
Here's the thing. There is no way these three or any of the other recent drop-ins, like Michael Avenatti or Senator Jeff Merkley, are going to break that big news during a get-out-the-vote stop in 2018. Because 2018 is the main reason they've been called to New Hampshire. Local Democrats hope political star power is going to give candidates like Molly Kelly, Chris Pappas, and Congresswoman Annie Custer a boost on Election Day. And yet, these visits are definitely not without presidential purpose. These would-be candidates are all working hard at being memorable, hence the selfies and Snapchat stories. And these early visits are also a good chance to test out messaging to see how it resonates in a crucial primary state.
Hello, good afternoon.
Most of this early messaging is about President Donald Trump and curing the divisiveness in the country and leadership. That's what Castro focused on while he visited a Mexican restaurant in Nashua. Not specific policies or issues, but leadership.
The important thing is that we champion the right values and the right vision. In a time when so many others are taking us down a darker path.
This is a common strategy and a safe one. I spoke with a lot of people who came out to see Booker in Hanover last weekend. Kathy Robgent from New London had just snapped a picture with him in an echoey Dartmouth hallway. I asked her if it's time to talk 2020 yet, and she very succinctly tells me...
Too early.
But she will talk about the qualities she'll be looking for in a candidate when the time comes.
I am hoping for someone who can be a good leader with good moral character and tell the truth.
While most of the action around 2020 is happening in New Hampshire's Democratic circles, some Republicans do have their eyes on the primary, too. Former Ohio Governor John Kasich is considering taking on the president, and he'll be giving a speech in Manchester a week after the midterms. While these candidates might not be making their official announcements anytime soon, the midterm elections will be a helpful barometer for all of them as they decide whether they'll be campaigning for real in New Hampshire or not. For NHPR's State of Democracy Project, I'm Lauren Chulchan.